Good afternoon. High pressure remains in control from our north, and this is producing dry weather across the region. We have mostly sunny skies from northern New York across into central and northern New England, while some clouds will be allowed to filter in from the south into the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and across into southern New England. So averaging out to be a mixture of sunshine and clouds today, with temperatures climbing into the upper 50s to around 60, with some places managing to get into the lower 60s, particularly in the valleys in southern New York and New England. A weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will shear off to our south through Pennsylvania and New Jersey tonight. This will be close enough to produce plenty of cloud cover from I-90 south, maybe even a passing shower for the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley, and southern New England. Skies will remain clear the further north you go, up toward the Canadian border, where temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s to around 30 for overnight lows. With thicker clouds to the south, lows will be closer to the 40-degree mark. With that wave of low pressure still passing through tomorrow, skies will be mostly cloudy. Again, the risk of a shower, Catskills, mid, lower Hudson Valley, and the southernmost part of New England, while the rest of the region will be dry. And high temperatures, again, will be in the upper 50s to right around 60. As that disturbance passes through, it looks like it'll be a dry start to the weekend on Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds, even a touch milder, with readings averaging in the lower to middle 60s. Another wave of low pressure ejecting out of the middle of the country will make a closer approach for the day on Sunday. Skies will cloud up Saturday night, and there's a good chance of showers across the region on Sunday afternoon. With the extensive clouds and expected showers, temperatures will be held back into the mid-50s. Another wave of low pressure will produce more showers on Monday, with temperatures staying in the mid-50s before we dry it out for the middle of next week, and with a mix of sun and clouds back to the lower to mid-60s Tuesday and upper 60s with sunshine on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong storm over the mid-Mississippi Valley will slowly weaken and move southeastward into the Carolinas. Showers and thunderstorms will develop along and ahead of the front to parts of the mid-Atlantic and southeastern parts of the country and central and eastern Gulf Coast this afternoon. The Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms for portions of North Carolina deeper into the day today, as storms could produce gusty winds and hail. Rain will also develop over parts of the northern High Plains, eastward to parts of the mid-Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes. Meanwhile, a second storm over the Great Basin and southwest will move eastward to Texas by tomorrow evening. The system will produce rain and higher elevation snow over parts of the Great Basin and Central Rockies, south and eastward to parts of the Southern Rockies today. Winter storm watches and warnings and winter weather advisories have been issued for Colorado and southern Wyoming for as much as 10 to 15 inches of snow heading into the weekend. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 100 degrees at McAllen, Texas, to a low of 10 at Mount Washington, New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with a passing shower possible in the upper 50s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low 42, the record high 92 set in 1990, and the record low 25 in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:53 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:53 p.m., 14 hours even of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and a bit cool today, with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Clear and cold tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs right around 60. Mostly cloudy with a few showers possible tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. mostly cloudy with a few showers possible tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows around 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. A shower in parts of the Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley in New England. The rest of the region dry in the upper 50s to around 60. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s Saturday. Mostly cloudy with showers likely both Sunday and Monday in the mid-50s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-60s Tuesday, and upper 60s to near 70 on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.